This is it, the very first electric train service from Johor Bahru to Kuala Lumpur. After years of construction delays, we are finally about to hop on the first train from JB to KL. The train looks super sleek and fast, and the journey should take us around 4.5 hours. Now, that's quite similar to taking a bus or a car, but the difference is that there's no drama or traffic jams, and the journey takes us directly into the city centre. This is day one, and let's see if the ETS lives up to its hype.
ETS dah sampai JB!
The price of this ticket is around 88 ringgit, which is roughly 28 Singapore dollars. So it's about double the price of a bus ticket, a third the price of a domestic flight ticket. So really, it's a very competitive option. But when I was buying this ticket, I saw that it was selling quite quickly because the tickets were being snapped up in real time as it was launched.
So, dia mampu lah. Sebab dia fikirkan daripada masa, penghematan masa tu kita nak. Kalau before ni kan, kadang saya naik bus kan. So, dengan time dia tu kan, long distance right. Dan lepas tu, dengan game lagi apa semua.
So, the seats look comfy and there's charging ports and there's more than sufficient legroom, and the charging ports work, and there's even a tray table for you to have your meals. So really, this is more like sitting in an aeroplane than sitting on a train. So the average speed of the ETS is around 140 kilometers an hour, and that is significantly faster than the KTM commuter diesel train, which maxes out at 120 kilometers an hour. So this reduces travel time between JB and KL from 7 hours to even approximately 4.5 hours. I think the amenities overall are pretty solid. You know, there's a prayer room, there's a Muslim prayer room in the middle of the cabin. There's even the toilets are clean, and there's a cozy little cafe to buy tea, coffee, even nasi lemak. So, but one thing I have to say, unfortunately, is that the queue today was a little long. It took me around 45 minutes to buy from the cafe, and I think that's probably something that KTM can improve on. So my favourite part of the journey is the view, the scenery. Unlike when you're travelling on the North-South Highway, the tracks passes through rustic kampongs, wide open rice fields and majestic mountain ranges. It's a whole different vibe. All in all, it's really a comfortable, chill, relaxing way to travel. No highway congestion, no airport security checks. And I really hope that they maintain the same price point and service, because this is what will keep passengers coming back again.